This holiday season, reach for the one butter that never disappoints. Kerrygold. Made with milk from grass-fed cows on Irish family farms, it's rich, creamy, and perfect for baking. Whether browning butter for cookies or crafting the flakiest pie crust, Kerrygold's high butterfat content makes all the difference in flavor and texture. Holiday treats will taste extraordinary.
Hey there, digital warriors. Welcome back to Digital Poison, your daily dose of reality checks and dopamine detox tips. I'm your host, Rachel Cotter, here to help you navigate this crazy world of screens and social media without losing your sanity or sleep. Today, we're tackling something that's plagued many of us. Phone obsession. Ever feel like your phone has become an extension of yourself? You know, that feeling when you reach for it even though you have no idea why, or spend hours scrolling mindlessly through endless feeds. Well, let me tell you, you're not alone. This always connected culture can be a real trap, leaving us feeling drained, anxious, and disconnected from the real world. But guess what? We can break free. Today, I'm sharing 5 powerful strategies to ditch phone obsession and embrace mindful living. Ready to reclaim your time and attention? First things first. Awareness is key. It's like that annoyingly insightful friend who always sees right through you, but hey, sometimes a little self-awareness can be a good thing. Pay attention to how often you reach for your phone, what triggers those cravings, and how you feel before and after using it. Ever notice that sudden rush of dopamine when you get a notification? It's like a mini reward system designed to keep you hooked. But remember, true satisfaction comes from real-life experiences, not virtual likes. Next up, set boundaries. Think of it as creating a healthy distance between yourself and your phone, like establishing some no phone zones in your life. Maybe that means leaving your phone out of the bedroom at night, turning off notifications during work hours, or designating specific times for checking social media. And speaking of boundaries, let's talk about mindful tech use. Don't just passively scroll, engage with what you're seeing. Ask yourself, is this adding value to my life? Does it inspire me, inform me, or connect me in a meaningful way? If the answer is no, well, it might be time to unfollow, mute, or delete that app. Now, here is a game changer. Find alternative activities. Think about what brings you joy and fulfillment outside of your phone. Maybe it's reading a good book, taking a walk in nature, pursuing a hobby, or spending quality time with loved ones. Remember, life is about experiences, not just likes and shares. And finally, be patient with yourself. Breaking free from phone obsession is a journey, not a destination. There will be slip-ups, days when you feel more tempted than usual. But that's okay. Just acknowledge those moments, get back on track, and keep moving forward. You got this. Let me share a real-world example that might resonate with you. Imagine this. Sarah, a busy mom juggling work, kids, and household chores, constantly felt overwhelmed by the demands of her digital life. Between responding to emails, updating social media, and playing endless games on her phone, she barely had time to connect with her family or simply relax. But one day, she decided enough was enough. She set boundaries, started taking mindful walks in nature, and prioritized face-to-face interactions over screen time. Guess what? Sarah found herself feeling more present, less stressed, and more connected to the people who mattered most. Her digital detox wasn't about giving up technology altogether, it was about reclaiming her time and attention. So, my digital warriors, remember these key takeaways. Become aware of your phone habits, set clear boundaries, practice mindful tech use, find fulfilling alternatives, and be patient with yourself. Remember, you have the power to break free from phone obsession and embrace a more balanced and meaningful life. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to phone addiction? Share your thoughts and experiences in the comments below. Let's keep this conversation going and support each other on this journey toward digital well-being. Don't forget to subscribe to Digital Poison for daily doses of reality checks and practical tips to navigate the digital world. Until next time, stay mindful, stay connected, and stay awesome.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.